Less than 1% of Wisconsin farms have grown to the point where they're known as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. That means they have at least 700 cows, 2,500 pigs, or 55,000 turkeys. But with each cow possibly producing as much waste as 18 humans, the tiny percentage of so-called factory farms produce about 10% of the manure from cows around the state. Calumet County resident Rick Van Sistine told the DNR board to pass tougher rules to control polluted runoff from the larger farms. He put the CAFO case in human terms.
I wonder what the state of Wisconsin would do if 72,000 people proposed to live on less than 100 acres of land and proposed that their waste would be handled with a 5 to 6 acre hole in the ground.
The board then voted 4-2 to require CAFOs to have the ability to store liquid manure for at least 6 months so they could avoid spreading on fields during heavy runoff times. The rule package also limits when manure can be spread and makes other changes in a 20-year-old pollution permit system. Still, rule supporters are not completely happy, in part because the farms would have 4 years to make changes and state lawmakers could block the rules. Kewaunee County resident Scott Tremmel says his daughters got sick when runoff from a large farm polluted his drinking water well. He warns legislators that runoff puts other people at risk too, and not to intercede.
They're going to get somebody to testify in front of them that's describing their dead children. That part is appalling. As I stated, hey, it's a small step in the right direction. Let's just take this victory and move on for now.
But some agribusiness groups will push the legislature to slow down the package and make changes. Madison attorney David Crass represents the huge turkey processor Genio and the Dairy Business Association. Crass says the big farms could face a confusing web of regulations.
We have felt for some time that in order to maximize the amount of compliance you have out in the land, you need to make the standards as consistent as possible. Right now, we have 3 different nutrient management standards incorporated into state law. We think that's a bad situation.
Other critics of the new animal waste rules say some farmers would stay just under the CAFO threshold and perhaps pollute more. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.